The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Mesecha Shabbos Daf Tzadi Zayin. In the following shiur, we are going to discuss various aspects of the Melacha of Haitzah, and we would like to preface these introductions with presenting a interesting machloikas, the Rambam and Rashi, on the Gemara Amud Beis on the bottom. The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis says the following. Pshita niskavim lizrik shmoina vizarek arba harekosav shei mishumin. If a person was standing in Rishus HaRabim, in a public domain, and he had intended to throw an object 8 amos, and it only traveled 4 amos, it is pasha to us, it is simple to us that the person is still liable, even though it did not travel the distance that he had intended. Since it did travel the 4 amos, which is the minimum requirement for the melacha of ma'avir dalet amos in Rishus HaRabim, which is the melacha of haitzah in one of its forms, as mentioned in the Gemara that Tzadi Vavim and Beis. So he would be liable since it at least traveled the 4 amos, which is the required amount for a person to transgress the melacha of ma'avir in Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara continues and discusses the reverse case, and the Gemara ends off retracting its original pshitasa, meaning to say that the Gemara ends off retracting from what it said previously, that if he had intended to throw 8 amos and it only went 4 amos, that he's going to be chayiv. And Rashi explained that the Gemara at the end comes out that since his machshava was not fulfilled, he had originally intended to throw it 8 amos, and it only went 4 amos, he is not chayiv, even though 4 amos is enough to be liable. But since that was not his intention, since it was not actually what he had intended to do originally, you cannot be culpable for such a ma'avir dalet amos in Rishus HaRabim. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam explains that even according to the maskara of the Gemara, the person is going to be chayiv. Because as we mentioned before, included in throwing 8 amos is the melacha of throwing 4 amos, and therefore the person would be chayiv. The Rambam's opinion seems to be unclear. If a person has to intend to do a melacha on Shabbos, if he did not intend to do the melacha of throwing it for 4 amos, why should he be chayiv if it went 4 amos? That was not his intention. The Rambam seems to be answering this, and the Rambam says the following. The Rambam says, since it is yadua, since it's known that in order to travel 8 amos, it must first travel 4 amos, it must first travel on every amo, one after the next, till it reaches 8 amos, that is as if he had intended to throw it 4 amos. The Rambam's opinion seems to be difficult to understand, because what does it matter that it's each amo is considered as if he had intended to throw it, if his intention was not to do that? His intention was to throw it for 8 amos. When a person throws something in Rishus HaRabim, or any place, he doesn't intend to throw it 1 foot and 2 feet and 3 feet and 4 feet, he intends to throw it 4 feet. So we have to understand a little bit what is the svara behind the Rambam's opinion, and what exactly is the machloikas, Rashi and the Rambam, if he's going to be potter or he's going to be chayiv. We would like to use this as a vehicle to understand a few other aspects of Eitzah and how they interplay into the discussion at hand. A very basic introduction to the Gemara's discussion is we must understand that the Melacha of Eitzah is comprised of two portions, of two components. It is comprised of an Akira. Akira means to pick something up, to remove it from the first point where it was, and a Hanacha, and to deposit it in the second place where you would like it to be. You remove the object from a Rishus HaYachid through an Akira, and you make a Hanacha in Rishus HaRabim. Or if a person is just traveling 4 amos, he must make an Akira in the beginning of the 4 amos, and he must make a Hanacha at the end of those 4 amos in order to be chayiv, or let's say after 8 amos, or whatever it is, as the minimum is 4 amos. Now, if he just travels 4 amos without making the Kiryat Hanacha. There is a Isser Midrabanan. However, Midai Raisa, since you do not have an Akira and a Hanacha, he would not be Chayiv. Now, it's important to note that stopping and starting to walk is considered a Hanacha and an Akira. So if a person is going to walk and start and stop and start and stop, he's going to be having an Akira Hanacha, Akira Hanacha. So we're talking in a case where you do not have that kind of Akira and Hanacha. Somehow, he only has just a perpetual motion through four Amos. Let's say he walked out of Rishis HaYochid, he's traveling through Rishis HaRabim, and he's going to go back into Rishis HaYochid without stopping. So you do not have an Issur Midai Raisa, yet you would have an Issur Midai Rabbanan. Now, based on that Hakdama, we have to understand that when this person intended to throw at eight Amos, he had intended that the Hanacha portion of his Malacha should take place in the eighth Amma, not in the fourth Amma. So we could understand what Rashi means, since you did not intend to do the Malacha of four Amos, you intended to do eight Amos, so the Hanacha of four Amos is not the Hanacha that you had intended to do. Again, this is going to compound the problem with the Rambam Shita, because even though we understand that to travel eight Amos, you must travel through Amma 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, it still does not necessarily mean you intended to make a Hanacha in Amma 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. You intended an 8. So just because you must travel through those Ammas, it does not necessarily mean you can view Amma 4 as the Hanacha that you had intended originally, if that was not what you intended. Before we return to the Machloikas of Rashi and the Rambam, we must give a second introduction. We know that the Melachos of Shabbos carry a Chiyuv because they are a Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves is a concept that's brought down Gemaras in different places in Shas. Interestingly enough, it's not mentioned in Masechta Shabbos. However, it's brought down in different places in Shas. Meleches Machsheves has different meanings according to different Paiskim. And we will discuss two basic meanings. One is that it must be Meleches Machsheves Miloshen Machshava. It must be done with proper kavana to do the Melacha. Another explanation is Meleches Machsheves is from the Loshen of Chashivos, of importance. There are Paiskim that speak out that really all these definitions are true, and it's not a stira, it's not a machloikas one with the other. However, these are two ways of understanding what it means in Meleches Machsheves. The idea behind Meleches Machsheves is that usually when a person is over an Isser, it's the actual act of the Isser that the Torah considers prohibited. That means that the Chiyuv, the punishment, is because of the act of the Isser itself. Meleches Machsheves is not necessarily because of the act of the Isser itself, rather it is because of the product of the act, of the outcome of the act that I did. An example of this I heard from the Rosh Hashiva of Lakewood, Reb David Shlostel Shlita. He explained the opinion of the Ran. The Ran in Perek HaBoina writes that if a person made a ksiva, he wrote on Shabbos, but he didn't write it through an act of writing, he did it through Chok Toiches. Chok Toiches means he engraved around a certain area and he formed the letter. The middle between the engravement shaped and formed the letter. Now in Hilchas Gittin, the Gemara in Gittin explains that that's not called ksav. That's not called writing. So technically one might think that as far as Shabbos goes, that also should not be called writing. You would not have a chiyuv if you did that. Yet the Ran says you do. And the reason behind that is because on Shabbos, the Torah did not give the Isser on what we view an act of Isser itself. It's not the act itself. It's the product of the act. Now, even though the act itself would not be deemed and not be referred to as a ksiva, as a ksav, however, in the terminology of Meleches Machsheves, the product, the tetzah of the act that I did, actually caused and created something that was important. It was chashev. It had a chashivas. It fulfilled the requirement of Meleches Machsheves. So we see here a crucial difference between an Isser that was done on Shabbos and an Isser that was done during the rest of the year, or I should say, in other Isurim. Because on Shabbos, the defining characteristic, the requirement, is this melacha a meleches machsheves? Is it important? Is it chashuv? Ur is not chasher. The way how it was done is not always what decides and what defines if it's chasher or not chasher. Another interesting way how to bring this out would be the machlokes of chati shir b'heitzah. Some rishonim are of the opinion that there is a iser chati shir b'heitzah. A person is not allowed to do heitzah on even less than a shir shalim, of a complete shir. There are other opinions that hold no, that there is no din of chati shir and heitzah. Rashi's opinion by other malachas of Shabbos is that there's an iser of chati shir. The Rashbam says, even by other malachas besides the heitzah, that there is no iser of chati shir, because you need a malachas machshavas, and chati shir is not chashav. So here again, we see the contrast to other isurim. Even though if a person eats chalav, he's not allowed to eat half a kazayas because chati shir asur atayro, even though it doesn't carry a punishment, it is still asur. But when it comes to Shabbos, since Shabbos, it's not the act that's asur, it's the product of the act, and half of a malacha does not have any kind of chashivas, it's not a malacha's machshavas, so the act itself on half of the shir would not be prohibited because it's not the act, that's asur. So now let us discuss what comprises a malacha v'itzah, and let's see if we can break it down into different components and understand where exactly does malachas machshavas play into the malacha v'itzah. The Rambam's opinion is that a malacha v'itzah does not have chati shir. It would seem to be that the havana in this Rambam would be, since, as we said in the previous shir, that haitzah is a malacha geruo, technically I'm not doing anything really when I do a haitzah. Nothing changed per se in the item itself. If I plow, I change the ground. If I'm doing any kind of other malacha, I'm changing something. I'm engraving, I'm doing some kind of maisa. But haitzah, transferring from one domain to another domain, or transferring dalat amish or shusarabim, does not do anything to the item itself. So technically, there is no chashivus, there is no malachas machshavas that I have fulfilled over here. So that would seem to be the logic behind why there would not be a din of chati shir by haitzah. However, the Torah came and told us that gzeres akasav, you're not allowed to do haitzah on Shabbos. Ma'avad al aram is Gemara Gemiri law. We said in the Gemara Daf Tzadi Vamim and Beis. Gemara Gemiri law that you're not allowed to be ma'avad al aram is just a rabbin. That means to say, in other words, that even though we do not see the chashivas of the malacha, still the Torah tells us that that's enough to be considered malachas machshavas, and it's also to do it on Shabbos. It might not be as much of a malacha as other malachas of Shabbos, because it's a malacha grua, but yet it's still enough to fill into the category of malachas machshavas, and therefore the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. Let us discuss this a little further. We mentioned before that the malacha of Haitzah is comprised of Akira and Hanocha. Now, obviously, if it's comprised of Akira and Hanocha, that does not mean that it's not comprised of the transfer between the Akira and Hanocha. Obviously, the main part of the malacha is the fact that I transferred it from point A to point B. The important thing is that I must remember that that transfer has a requirement. It must have an Akira and a Hanocha. I must pick it up, and I must put it down. I must remove it, and I must deposit it where it needs to go. But the malacha itself, the essence of the malacha is the transfer. It's the fact that I transferred it from one place to the other place. It's not called a transfer without those two components. Now, the Achrayim discuss in the first parak how great of a role, how integral is the Akira and Hanocha when it comes to the Isra of Haitzah. Is the Akira and Hanocha simply a condition to consider this an act of transferring, meaning to say that really, in essence, the outcome, the chashivas of the malacha is the fact that I transferred it. The akira and anocha is not what played the role so much. Or no, the akira and anocha is also part of the chashivas of the malacha. Rashi seems to indicate in a few places, in Daf Gimel and Aleph, and other places, that all three things are part of the malacha of Haitzah. The akira, and the Hanocha, and the Havara, and the transferring. The Rambam, even though he indicates that it's part of it, based on what we different places in the Rambam, that it's not as integral as it is as in Rashi Shita. It's a Gzeres HaKosov, as we said before. Technically, it's a Malacha Gruel. We don't really see any major Malacha taking place. It's a Gzeres HaKosov that you chayev on it. That Gzeres HaKosov said that you chayev for transferring. A transfer is not a transfer without Akira and Hanocha. But it wasn't the fact that the Akira and Hanocha and the Havara together are what the Chiyuv is. If this is true, then we can understand exactly what's going on over here between Rashi and the Rambam. When a person had intended to throw something for 8 amos, If you view the hanocha as an integral part of the melechas machsheves, of the chashivas of the melacha, if you did not intend to do that, if you intended to throw 8 amos and it went 4 amos, that means you intended to do something else, because the hanocha is integral to the action that you're trying to do. I intended a hanocha of 8 amos, which is one kind of hanocha, and it went a hanocha of 4 amos, which is another kind of hanocha. If hanocha would merely be a condition to be considered an act of haitzah, but it's not the part of the chashivus, it's not the actual chashivus of the malacha, then it doesn't really matter what I intended. The point is that there was a hanocha, that's it. It doesn't make a difference where the hanocha was. But if the hanocha itself is a crucial and integral part of the malacha, then one might be able to argue that if it's intended to go 8 amos and it went 4 amos, that's a completely different malacha, and it's like a chatz yishir. It's a melachas. It's not even melachas machshavas. It doesn't have the chashivas that I intended. Now, obviously, let's say the reverse would be if I intended to throw it 4 amos and it went 8 amos. You can't argue that it's a different hanocha because I intended to do an iser. So in that case, it would be also as the Gemara seems to assume. But in the reverse, if I intended to throw it 8 amos and it went 4 amos, in that case, one might be able to argue that that's what Rashi says it's possible, because that's because it's a different kind of action. However, the Rambam's opinion is that in that case, a person is going to be chayiv, because every step is a hanocha, because according to the Rambam, hanocha is not part of the chashivas of the melacha. It's not more than a simple condition to be dubbed a transfer, a havara. But it's not part of the melechas machshavas itself. The Rambam holds no din chatzi shir haitzah. The Rambam does not view the melacha of haitzah as a melacha chashuva, to dub all the components of haitzah as separate parts of the melacha. It's merely a gzeres hakasav. So to fulfill the gzeres hakasav, all I need to have is the 3 components. But I don't have to have a different kind of hanocha or the same kind that he intended originally, because the hanocha is not integral as far as the melechas machshavas is concerned. As opposed to Rashi, the Rashi's opinion is that in order to be considered a melechas machshavas of haitzah, I must have a chashuva hanocha as well. So if this is not what I intended, it therefore would not be a melachas haitzah, and therefore I would not be chayv.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.